All the public safety committee meetings to agenda.
Such as it is.
I'd like to welcome everyone and recognize in attendance President Bullock, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Diller, and Councilman Retta. And my very trusty and loyal legislative aide, Karen Borland.
I thought you changed dates in a minute.
He's like a federal.
Who took this York peppermint patty.
Put it on the
Councilman Retta's office.
Took it out of my pocket.
Put it on the gift log.
Okay, it's on the gift log.
Most expensive patty in the world.
What's your pleasure with the minutes for the previous meeting?
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion made and second to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. We have one ordinance on the agenda today, ordinance number 13-012, introduced by myself. Amend the grants budget, appropriate federal grant award of $195,300 from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to the federal fiscal year 2010 Homeland Security Grant Program for the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety. Colonel, would you want to touch on that, or Major?
If the questions get a little tricky, I'll defer to my operations major. But basically, this is funding will support our explosive ordnance disposal team, as well as it'll reinforce equipment and replacements for our SWAT team, including our tactical vests that are used during any type of SWAT operation. That is not your normal vest. That vest is tactically more sound and it would take a much greater round to go through it. So.
Okay. Any questions on the grant? Okay. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Want to mention before we... Hey. Go ahead. Councilman Carter.
Not a question, just, compliments. Continue to write these federal grants. I mean, it's just an amazing story about how successful public safety is with our grants program with the federal government.
Thank you, sir.
We wish other parts of the government were as assiduous in getting federal grants.
I would agree, and I think that we all saw with the presentation was made a few meetings ago with the staff from the police department and other public safety divisions, and we're really blessed to have Laurie Kane and some of the folks within the police staff that write these grants and go after them and also manage them. So. We're very, very fortunate. Before we go to other, I just want to make mention, initially we had on the agenda, we had invited the architect for the new Southern Paramedic Station at the Christiana Care Facility on 299 in between Odessa and Middletown, was to be here this afternoon. And unfortunately, they were not prepared to come in and make a formal presentation today. So that's why we did remove that from the agenda. I do want to mention, however, that last Tuesday afternoon, both myself and Councilman Powers were invited by the Director of Public Safety, Joe Bryant, to attend a meeting with Public Safety, with the Emergency Medical Services Division, Chief Tan, and as we had requested on numerous occasions, wanted to advise everyone, and it's great news to my ears, is that Director Bryant went back based on our meeting and this first meeting out of public safety on a new station, and there were three paramedic personnel invited and included in the committee meeting to have direct input into the new station. So I want to acknowledge and thank our new Director of Public Safety for seeing that through, and I know Joe very well. Worked with him, I've worked for him, and that's the way he works. He does include and insist on personnel being involved in projects and having direct input. Both Councilman Powers and I did look at some of the preliminary prints. We made some suggestions that were there and everything, and so the architect did note them and everything, and as soon as we're in a position to have the architect come in and give a full presentation, we'll do that. And we would have had the paramedics that were at the meeting the other day actually here with council today had the architect, been able to come in this afternoon. under the direction of the director. So, okay. Councilman?
Yeah, thank you. Is it all right to ask a question about this?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if you want to get involved in it or not.
Well, I guess...
The only thing I wanted...
It's not advertised.
Yeah. I just want to make a comment about us being invited to the meeting and attending. I guess the thing that I would ask is, if we get in a question answer on the station, not having the architect here, I'm not sure that we really... there's question, I can tell you right now, when the presentation's made, there will be some question, there will be input and everything, and you know, we'll honor that. But I have to agree with Councilman Smiley. I think we removed it from the agenda, so I'd rather not today get into a discussion about the specifics about the station yet. And I know you, being from the construction world, will definitely have some question and input. So, Councilman?
Really glad to hear that from an operational standpoint, you know, that actual paramedics are going to be included in design commentary and review. Secondly, I guess you're going to, at some point, have the architect come here, maybe the next public safety meeting or committee meeting.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
We have definitely invited them as soon as they're ready to come in and make the presentation. I know the administration has an open dialogue with ChristianaCare and everything, so there's still things being worked on, but they were not in position to come in today and present. And it may have been based on some of the things that we either questioned or recommendations to. Councilman, go ahead.
Yeah, I make a suggestion if they're not, if they're ready to come before the next public safety meeting and they want to come for land use, they can do that. They can be on that agenda.
Okay. So, Councilwoman?
Are we under other yet?
Not quite.
Okay. When we are, I'll bring something
up. We will be shortly.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the status on that, and we'll go to other. Councilwoman Dillon.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder that we had discussed, I think it was on February 12th, the idea of looking at all the position requirements within the police department. And I know that Captain Setting had mentioned the problems that they were having with filling the academy slots, and that we had talked about the idea of reviewing what the current requirements are, maybe suggestions, but we were going to look at the whole range of the positions. And I just would like to, I don't want to add that onto an already filled agenda, but maybe we just need a public safety meeting devoted to position descriptions and where we need to be going with this.
Okay.
If that's, you know.
Chief?
Be happy to provide. Obviously, a lion's share of that information will come out of the Human Resources division of the government center, not the police department.
Right.
But the recommendations and all that stuff would be, I'd be happy to talk about it, answer any questions, and show where we're at with the positions.
Right. Okay, that would be good.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
And we did get from...
we've got them from Lynn.
From Lynn, yeah. A description of all of the different categories. So if everybody, you know, would look that over before we have a discussion, it might be helpful.
Yeah, I want to discuss the age discrimination.
The age discrimination?
Too old or too young?
I'm too old.
They wouldn't have wanted you even if you were within age, so...
Don't worry about it. Ties, Dean. We did.
Strike that for the
and
record.
You're saying that for the straight face, too.
Okay.
Elvis was too.
He starts turning in all that information about prostitutes. We deputized.
Hey, I put a lot of work into that. I can't get my reimbursements.
Right.
I spoke in the TAPS meeting. Was private this morning. I had actually hoped there'd be some more public here just so they'd hear this, but I just want to say... I want to thank Major Becker and Detective Dolan. Had an issue arise last week that actually extended from here up into the New England states. They both jumped on it, did their due diligence, did an outstanding job, and by the end of the evening had restored a comfort level of safety to a single mother and her child. I know this is going to set some people off through the roof, but I'm also going to thank the county executive for outreaching with a phone call to offer some additional support. So, very much appreciated. I know Detective Dolan said, you know, just doing her job. It was a job very well done.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm assuming if you hadn't been on vacation, it still would have happened.
Probably not.
Thank you very much.
Anyone have anything other, under others? Councilman Cartier?
Yeah, I'm going to hand out some more compliments. We had two homicides, one in Ardentown and an adjacent community, Silvercroft, and I held a public meeting in the Ardens to address these issues, and we had 150 kind of frightened, anxious public there, you know, and the Captain McLucas and his team of detectives came up and were part of the meeting, and we were able to answer a lot of questions and, you know, stop the hysteria and quell the rumors. And I just want to thank all the efforts by our county police in regard to that situation and supporting me and my service to the public in the area there.
Okay. Anything else under other? Okay, I just finishing this thing up, make one comment that several of us had the opportunity to attend Chief Roberts' retirement dinner, and I commend the department, the director, and all members of the department that attended. They presented, you know, a nice presentation to Dave as the outgoing Chief of Emergency Communications, and Acting Chief Miller was the master of ceremonies for that evening and did an absolutely excellent job. We had Congressman Carney and several state officials there, as well as county officials. So it was a very nice evening. I want to thank and commend the department. And Jeff, you did a great job.
Thank you,
Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else under other? Anyone, any of the visitors or others from public safety? Okay, hearing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made, second adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
Mike, is that a minute?